Today's daf in Yerushalmi, we begin our new perek, Tfilat HaShachar. It's daf Chof Tet, and we're holding right at the Halakha Mishnah in the middle of the daf. Tfilat HaShachar at Chatzot, Rabbi Yehuda Omer al Arba'a Sha'ot. So according to the Tanna Kamma, one can daven Shacharit until midday. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only at the end of 4 hours, up till then. Tfilat HaMincha Ad HaErev, you can daven Mincha all the way until the evening. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can only daven Mincha at Plaga Mincha. And since the entire period of the Tfilat HaMincha would be 2.5 hours, so the Plaga Mincha, only half of it, and this of course Mincha Ketana, would be an hour and a quarter before Shkia. Tfilat HaErev in La Keva, there's no particular time by which you have to finish the Arvit. V'shel Musafim kol hayom, and Musaf can be davened all day long. Okay, it says in the Mishnah Tfilat HaShachar, according to the Tanna Kamma, is Ad Chatzot. So, the Mekorot here are, it says in the Pasuk, Tiv li'avat Hashem Elokechem l'avdo, b'chol l'vavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. So how exactly can you be oveid with your lev, or your nefesh? V'chiyesh avodah b'lev, I mean, isn't avodah reference to the korbanos? So what must this be referring to? This must be ezo zo tefillah v'cheinu omer, and so too it's the melech says to Daniel elohach the ant palach la betadira hu yeshizvinach. So the God who you work for all the time, how in the world could Daniel possibly have brought korbanot in Bavel? V'chiyesh pulchan bebavel. Therefore, what must he be referring to? He must be referring to tefillah. So you might think that you can daven all three tefillot all at one time and just daven one after the other. We'll see later on how we come up with this three. We're taking for granted here. So no, actually it says Beferish in Daniel V'zimnin t'lata b'yomu berach al birkoi, three times a day Daniel would bend down on his knees to daven. So then that means it's three times, not three events. You might think you can daven in any direction that you want. Talmud lomar v'chavin p'ticha la ba'alita neged Yerushalayim, that his windows that he faced were facing Yerushalayim. Yochol only mishabo legola akein, that Daniel started doing this only because he was outside of Eretz Yisrael. Talmud lomar kol kabel di avi oved min kadmatana, exactly the way that he had done this all of his life, he continued to do in the galut. Yochol yemit paler shloshtan bechol sha'ay shiyirtze. You might think any three zvanim in the day is okay. Kfar Piresh David, David HaMelech already wrote in Sefer Tehillim, Erev Avoker V'Tzohorayim Asicha V'Emeh, which means that there's three separate periods in the day for tefillah. Yocho Yemagbiya Kolo Mitpalel, you might think that you should raise your voice when you pray and others should hear you. No, there Piresh B'Chana. V'chana imidaberet al liba v'kola lo yishamea. Yocho yemar her belev, you might think that you should only be thinking and not actually move your lips. Talmud lomar rak sfateha na'ot, her lips were moving, just you couldn't hear what she was saying. Aketza marchish b'siftotav. So putting it all together, Daniel and David and Chana, we have a picture of what tefillah is supposed to be looking like. You should know that just from that one pasuk by Chana, min haposuk hazeh, ata lomed arba'a dvarim, you learn four separate halachas in tefillah. First of all, v'chana midaberet al liba, that means that her lev was involved. Mikan shetefillah tzricha kavana. Furthermore, it says rak sifateha na'ot. So from there you see, Shutzarich Larchish Besiftotav, he has to move his lips. And then it says, furthermore, V'kola lo yishamea, Mikan shelo yadam agbi et kolo v'yitpaleo. From here you see that your voice shouldn't be raised in tefillah. V'yachshavea elile shikora, and then he says to her, Vayomer Elea Eli Adma Tai Tishtakar means, obviously, he held that she was doing something osir. Mikan Shashikor Asur Lit Belel. So from there we see that since he tells her Asir Yenech Mealayech, she should not have been Mispalel until she no longer is high with her liquor. Obviously she wasn't, but as long as he thought that she was. Milta de Chanan Barba Pliga. Now what Chanan Barba says right now shows us that he argues about the idea of not having your voice heard. De Chanan Barba Amar Lechavraya, the Beis HaMedrash, Neimar Lechon Milta Tafta de Chamit L'Rav Av. And I want to tell you something very special that I saw Rav being noyeg. He was so excited when I told Shmuel, he jumped up and he kissed me right on the lips. And that was that when a person says Baruch Ata, he should at that point bow, Shochea. And then when he's Bola, Askirat Hashem, when he was saying the Shem Hashem, it should be Zokeif. Shmuel Amar, Vina Amari Taima. I want to explain where Rav got this from. Because it says Hashem zokef kifufim. So that means that the person should be zakuf when he says the shame. So if Chanan Bar Abba was able to tell when Rav was koreya, how could he possibly know? It's got to be that Rav was speaking loud enough for him to hear. Omar Rabbi Ami. Actually, lo mistavra de lo omar ela mipnei sheminichatu. As we saw before, isn't it more reasonable that the person should be zokef before, in other words, be, not as he says the shem, but because he's going to be mar'eh, how much he's bottled to the shem Hashem, so then he should be bowing at the time that he says the shame, not before getting up. Amar Rabbi Avin, listen, had it said Bishmi Nichat, you'd be right. But that's not what it says. Mipnei, Mipnei means before. So Mipnei Shmi Nichatu means Kodem, meaning actually he's Kirat Hashem. Kvar Nichatu is already at bowed before. And when he says the shame, he should be Zakuf in honor of the shame. So, okay, this sugya we had before. Anyway, getting back to the question of whether he's supposed to speak aloud. So Rabbi Abba Bar Zavna Mitzali Bekala, he used to daven in ways that people could hear him. And Rabbi Yonah could have imatzli beknishta. When Rabbi Yonah was together with other people, have imatzli belechisha. But could have imatzli bebeite, when he was alone, he wouldn't bother anybody by raising his voice. He would be matzli bekala. Ad yelfun b'nei beitai atzilutimine, and he did this specifically because he wanted the children to learn from him the nusach of how he daven. Om Rabbi Mona u'b'nei beita da'alba, da'alba yelfun atzilutimine. Indeed, they did learn the nusach atfila from Rabbi Yonah. Anyway, me'echan lamdu, where did we learn the din of three tefillot, shalosh tefillot? Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says, well, it's keneged shlosha pa'amim she'ayom mishtaneh al habriyot. I mean, basically, you have these three periods in the day, and the sun changes drastically in the eyes of humans three times a day. So you have, in the morning, you have the sun suddenly rising, which is very, very clear. So b'shachar tzarich adam, he has to be mode to Hashem, and he has to say modeh ani lefanech Hashem elokai velokei avotai shehotzeitani mi'afela l'ora. So you have taken me out of darkness into the new day. And then in mincha tzarich adam lomar modeh ani lefanech Hashem elokai velokei avotai et kishem shezikatani lirot chama b'mizrach ken zachiti lirot b'mara. So I give hodah to you that I have been zoche to live through the day, and in the evening, tzarech lomar yiratzon lefanech Hashem elokei velokei avotai, kishem shayiti ba'afela v'hotzeitani l'ora. Just like yesterday, I was in darkness, and this morning, you showed me a new day. May I be zoche, kach totzieni mi'afela l'ora. May I get out of this night that is falling upon me, and be zoche to see another day tomorrow. So since he's roi for hodah these three times, the chachomim were koveh the tefillahs connected these changes. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Omer, the din of the Shalosh Tefillos were actually learned directly from the Avot Lomdo. The Tefillos HaShachar is learned from Avram Avinu. It says, Vayashkim Avram Baboker El HaMakom Asher Amad Sham Pnei Hashem. And Amida means Tefillah. Kamo Detemer Vayamot Pinchas Vayipalel. Tefillat HaMincha we learn from Yitzchak Avinu, because it says, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh Ve'in Sicha El HaTefillah. As it says, Tefillah La'aniki Atof L'fnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicho. So you say, Sicho is indeed Tefillah. It says, La'et Erev, La'et Seta Shoavot. And it says, Vayivga B'makom Vayakov Avinu Vayolid Sham. Pegia, we know, is also a Lashon of Tefillah, Kmo D'Tamar, Yivge'una B'Hashem Tzvakot, which is the Bekosha, please be mitpalel. The Omer, Al Tisa B'Adam Rinal Tefillah, Ve'al Tivgabi, do not bother me with Tefillah. So the Lashon of Pegia is to try to get through to me with your Pegia. The Rabbanan argue, and they say it's for a third reason, that the Tefillahs were learned from the Tamidim that are brought in the Beit HaMikdash. The Tefillat HaShachar is keneged the Tamid Shel Shachar, says that HaKeves Echad Taseh BaBoker. The Tefillat HaMincha is learned from the Tamid Shel Ben HaArbaim, because it says that HaKeves HaSheni Taseh Ben HaArbaim. And Tefillat HaErev actually is not Beferish, but Shanu Tastan. That is not keneged a specific korban. And that's why it says, indeed, that Adatanina Tefillat Erev in Lakeva. It's not considered to be a kviyut of chiyub. Whereas Rabbi Tanchuma said, no, it's not true. It's also keneged a korbanot. Omer Rabbi Tanchuma, ori the Tefillat Erev is kavuota keneged ikulei vorem upedorim. Shom mitaklim agavim mizbeach kol ha'layla. Fourth parak, Daf Chof Tet. Tefillat HaShachar at Chatzot, Rabbi Yehuda Omer at Arbar Shaot, Tefillat HaMincha at Arev, Rabbi Yehuda Omer at Plaga Mincha, Tefillat HaErev in Lakeva, V'shomu Safim Kol HaYom. K'tiv li Avot Asher B'lokechem Lavdo B'chol Avavchem V'chol Nafshechem V'chiyesh Avodah B'alev, Eze Zuzu Tefillah, V'chenu Omer, Elohach Diyan Palach Lepet Adiro, Hu Yesh Zvinach, V'chiyesh Puchan B'bovel, איזה זו זו תפילה? יוכי מתפלל שלושתם כאחד, לא? מירש בדניאל וזימני תלת ביומה וברך על ברכוי. פירש בדניאל וזימני תלת ביומה וברך על ברכוי. יוכי מתפלל כל רוח שירצה, תמיד לא מבחבים פתחים לי בעליית נגד ירושלים. יוכל מי שבאו לגלו, אוני אמר כן, תמיד לא אמר כל כבל ואבי יביד בן קר בדנאה. יוכל ימצפר שלושתם בכל שעה שירצה כבר פירש דוד ערב ובוקר וצהריים יוכל ימגביה קולו מתפלל פירש בחנה וחנה מדברת על ליבה יוכל ימערר בלב תמיד לא מרק שפתי הנאות הקצת מרחיש בשפתותם אומר רבי יוסי ורבי חנינה מן הפסוק הזה את למד ארבעה דברים חנה היא מדברת על ליבה מכאן שהתפילה צריכה כוונה רק שפתי הנאות מכאן שצריך להרחיש בשפתותה קולה לא ישמע מכאן שלא יגביע אדם את קולו ויתפלל ויחשבי אלי לשיקור מכאן שהשיקור אסור להתפלל מילתא מילתא לכאן אמר רבא פליג לכאן אמר רבא אסור אמר לחברי נאמר לכאן מילתא תבטא וחמית לרב אביד ואמרית כמי דשמול וקם ונשקי על פומי ברוך אתה שוכה בא להזכיר את השם זוקף שמול אמר ואנה אמר איתם השם זוקף כופים אמר במי wouldn't it be make more sense לא אמר אלא מפני שמיני חתו אמר בבין אילו אבי בשמיני חתו fine then אבי יולד but that's not what it says now is it it says מפני שמיני חתו קודם עד שהוא הזכיר את השם כבר ניחתו רבא בר זבדי מצלי בקולו, רבי יונק אבי מצלי בקנישתא ומצלי בלחישה. Karavi matzi gubeitaya, avi matzi bekala, ad yalfu vene beitaya tzilutimine, omer rabbi mono vene beitaya da abba, yalfu tzilutimine. Beyechan lamda shalosh tfilot, ושמו בנחמני אומר כנגד שלוש פעמים ביום משתנה על הבריאות בשחר צורך קודם לומר מודה אני לפניך השם אלוקיי ולוקי אבותיי שהוצאתני מאפלה לאורה במנחה צריך אדם לומר מודה אני לפניך השם אלוקיי ולוקי אבותיי כשם שזכתני לראות החמה במזרח כך זכיתי לראות במערב בערב צריך לומר ירצון לפניך השם אלוקיי ולוקי אבותיי כשם שהייתי באפלה והוצאתני לאורה כך תוציא אני תמרו מאפלה לאורה רב ישוע בן לוי אומר תפילות מאבות לימדו תפילת השחר מאברהם אבינו וישכם מאברהם בבוקר אל המקום אשר עמד שם את בני השם ואין עמידה על התפילה כמו דתמר ויעמוד מנחס ויפלל תפילת המנחה מיצחק אבינו ויצא יצחק פסוח בשדה וינציחה לתפילה כמו דעתו אמר תפילה לעניק יעטוף לפני השם ישפוך שיחו תפילת הערב מיעקב אבינו ויפגע במקום ויולד שם ואין פגיעה אלא תפילה כמו דעתו אמר יפגעו נע בהשם צבקות ואומר אל תישא באדם רינה ותפילה ואל תפגע בי רבונן אמרי תפילות מתמידים גמרו תפילת השחר מתומית של שחר את הכבש אחד תעשה בבוקר, תפילת המנחה מתומית שבין ארבעים, את הכבש השני תעשה בין ארבעים, תפילת הערב לא מצאו במה לתלותה, ושנו אותה סתם. עד יתנינה תפילת ערב אין לה קבע, ושמוספים כל היום, אומר רבי תנחום נעצרו, עוד יקבעו אותה כנגד עיקולי עבורים ופטורים, שהיו מתעכלים על גבי המזבח כל הלילה.